I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One trade per day. We've been doing it now, I believe, 7 consecutive shows.
This is our 7th trade.
Well,
I mentioned to Jeffrey today, I go, should we be writing all these down?
Absolutely not.
If and when the Grizzlies actually do make a trade to see if we guessed it ahead of time.
We'll remember.
Well, and Jeffrey's response was...
Absolutely not, because we need it to be... We don't need there to be enough of a record to where we can just go like, I think we did that one. That's what all great sports takesmiths do.
All right, well, today's... So, we haven't gone true blockbuster, have we? I'm trying to think. We did a Malcolm Brogdon trade that we didn't like. We did...
Evan Fournier we didn't like.
Kyle Kuzma we did like...
But we more liked every, that's the thing. We're kind of like the Grizzlies. Almost every trade we've done that we've liked, it's been, we're getting a good pick.
Yeah. What was yesterday's? Yesterday was the most believable.
It
was
Alec Burks in 11 for Melton,
right,
and then the 2 first rounders.
Yeah. The ones that have seemed the most believable have involved a draft pick swap.
Correct.
And that's what I think, frankly, my gut is the framework of this deal that they potentially do this year will look in some ways like the framework of the deal they did last year involving Jonas Valanciunas.
That would be my suspicion, but at the same time, I don't know.
It won't be some blockbuster upgrade. It'll be like a strategic upgrade. Like Steven Adams, it felt like was a, Jonas Valanciunas puts up better numbers, does certain things better than Steven Adams, but it felt like in terms of the fit with the team, the roster that the Grizzlies wanted to move forward with, Steven Adams was a much better fit for it than Jonas Valanciunas.
I also think with the Grizzlies, there's an element of when they think that you're coming up in a contract year, they don't choose to hold on to the contract until the deadline. They go ahead and move him for the year if we're not going to come to an extension.
And that is why Dylan has been a popular figure.
Correct.
In a lot of these trades.
Dylan would fit the mold of Grayson leaving and would fit the mold of Jonas leaving.
This trade, though, this was suggested by the NBA Analysis Network, I believe. Was it submitted, or did you just find this on the internet?
Someone DM'd it to me,
okay,
like, saying, like, this trade's hilarious.
So we're going to call this is a listener trade, if you will.
Do I need to put my oven mitts on?
I think you do. I think you do.
Do I need full fire suit?
I do. I will say you do have to adjust it a little bit based on,
okay,
to get it to work.
So do you have the one that would work?
I have the one that would work.
So you do the one that would work.
Give me the one that would work.
So the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, okay. Right off the bat. We getting Kyrie?
They would receive.
Okay.
Jeremy Grant.
Okay. Oh,
Dylan
Brooks.
Plays
for the Pistons right now, right?
Plays for the Pistons.
Oh, my God. We got multi-teams.
This is our first multi.
Okay.
God, now we're cooking.
So we got
gas.
Jeremy Grant, Dylan Brooks, and Livers from the Detroit Pistons.
So that's who Brooklyn gets in this.
Yes.
So Dylan is involved in this trade.
Yes.
Okay. So that's who Brooklyn gets.
But they also get the 2024 first round pick from Memphis. So they get a 2024 first.
Oh, okay. So the Golden State.
So the Golden
State,
whatever the lowest, whatever the better of the Golden State pick or the Grizzlies pick.
Yes. Right, right. The Detroit Pistons, they get Steven Adams.
Okay.
DeAnthony Melton.
Wow. So we're giving up Steven Adams, DeAnthony Melton, and Dylan Brooks out of this already.
A first-round pick 2023 from Memphis. And
wow. So, okay. So Memphis is giving up two. This better be
And another first-round pick from the Grizzlies.
So that means the Grizzlies are giving up 3 first-round picks total.
All right,
correct.
Hold on. Brooklyn gets Dylan.
Jeremy Grant.
Grant. Livers and then the 24
first round pick. Then Detroit gets, list out what is Detroit
they get?
Get
Adams,
Steven Adams,
Melton, 2023 first round pick.
Okay.
And then they get the Golden State pick, the 2024 first round pick.
So the Grizzlies essentially in this trade are giving up Dylan Brooks, Steven Adams, DeAnthony Melton, and all of their first round picks from 2023 and 2024.
Basically, they're giving three first rounders, three players.
Okay.
To get Kevin Durant.
And what else?
That's it. And a ring, to be honest.
So you'd get...
It's pretty easy what the Grizzlies get.
You get 30, but no, I'm
pretty,
saying...
It's pretty clean. The Grizzlies get Kevin Durant.
When it you does get the, 33-year-old Kevin Durant.
When it does the wins total, like adding wins to the teams, it's pretty hilarious to look at them because it's like Detroit gets plus 11, the Grizzlies get plus 3, and then Brooklyn gets minus 15.
So far, yeah. I'm already in.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, of course we say yes. But
yeah,
like,
you'd say yes.
It's not happening.
It would make you a title. It would make you one of the Western Conference favorites. I think Brooklyn says no, ultimately.
What about KD? Yeah, Brooklyn, there's no way Brooklyn takes
KD it. KD wouldn't say no. Well, maybe he would.
Last two destinations were San Francisco and Brooklyn.
Yeah, you're right.
Doesn't get smuggier than that.
Yeah. He thinks he's like above going, like he's from D.C. and he like wants nothing
Could
to do with D.C. even.
Imagine the Brooklyn fans going from Durant to Brooks. Just the whiplash that
Kyrie
that would be.
And Dylan Brooks together.
Oh my God. I need
what
this.
A tandem.
And Ben Simmons. Oh my God.
And Ben
I need
Simmons.
This to happen immediately.
Yeah, there's unfortunately.
KD's only plus 3.
He's only
wins.
Plus, but it's because
you're losing three guys.
They're losing three of their top seven guys. Or eight
you're losing
guys.
you're losing your starting center, your starting three, and your best guard off the bench.
Oh, well, Tyus says hello.
Tyus is gone, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't know yet. I mean, yeah.
You'd do it if you're the Grizzlies.
Absolutely.
Three first-round picks. And, yeah, because like by the time Durant, well, that would be line up 2025 when you'd have a first-round pick again, would probably line up with when Durant is like out of, you know, done,
I'm 90% sure Grizzlies fan came up with this trade just because of they basically gave up three guys that are not necessarily in the blueprint long-term to get Kevin Durant.
Now...
Because
so the Grizzlies would still need a five.
No, Jaren.
Well, in this move, you'd be playing Jaren and Durant as your front court.
Yep.
And then you'd have...
I mean, isn't KD still kind of a three?
Z would be the three.
Yeah, Zaire. It would be, you'd have Ja, Desmond, Zaire, Kevin Durant, Jaren Jackson, Jr.
Okay, ring! For the record, I'm obviously doing this.
Yeah.
I'm still not super wild about the idea that Jaren's going to be a...
Yes.
Play the five for a majority of the minutes. I don't...
He doesn't seem ready for that. Now, the other part of this that would get interesting is if you look at the extension...
Do they pay them?
Yeah, that's the thing. If you look at the extension Kevin Durant has, probably have to get rid of Bane ultimately to keep him... To make this work. Like, you could keep Bane this year... You could keep Bane the next 2 years when he's on his rookie deal, but I don't think you could keep extended Bane.
Or you could go a one-year rental with KD and then ship him somewhere else, get some of these assets back.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
That's true.
Well,
because he's got an extension that kicks in starting this year where he's making $43 million this year, $46 million the next year, almost $50 million in 2024-25, and then $53 million in 2025-26. When he's 37 years old.
Can't you do this if you're willing to pay all of the luxury tax?
Well, that's true.
Because with Bane, you can do the
Golden State approach where, like, you just don't care. Like,
well,
ultimately,
you have with Bane, you get his bird rights.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go above the salary cap to a certain extent.
Yeah, but you're still paying a lot of luxury tax. If you have Ja and Kevin Durant
second
on max
deals.
Second
richest owner in the league, baby.
Yeah, no, this would also be contingent.
Listen, I read all those stories on ESPN mm-hmm. about the Grizzlies and their owner being willing to pay.
But you do realize there was a key designation there. Pay to keep who we want.
Mm-hmm.
There were some designations to that pay statement, if you will. But I like it. I would do it, guys. I'm in.
Very bold of us. All three agree.
Let's get Kevin Durant to Memphis.
We are heroes.
Sorry, Dylan. Sorry, Steven. Sorry, D'Anthony. I do. Listen, I actually think Dylan would like be like, they traded me for Kevin Durant. Like, he'd view it like as like,
yeah, net positive. You know, like, yeah, yeah. No, Dylan would say, I got traded for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I was the centerpiece.
The boneworks of the deal.
I was the centerpiece of the Kevin Durant deal.
I do think the fun exercise is, what is the best player the Grizzlies could trade for? Like, we all acknowledge the Durant, that feels like a stretch. But what is the best player they could actually make a deal that would actually happen?
I think
if you don't touch Ja, Jaren, and Desmond.
It's tough because it's like you look at some of the guys who, like, I don't think will be available but could be available, like Bradley Beal, Donovan Mitchell.
Sure.
Like, I think there's other teams that are in better positions. The Grizzlies are in a good position, but I still think other teams have better assets to offer for those guys than the Grizzlies do. Like, ultimately, in a trade where they're going to have to give up 3 first-round picks, that type of caliber player, or 2 first-round picks, other teams, because they're worse than the Grizzlies, let's just be honest, have better assets than the Grizzlies.
And I think the obvious fear would be you would kind of get the Grizzlies involved to set the market.
And the Grizzlies, I just don't think there's very many players who they're going to be willing to trade Desmond Bane or Jaren Jackson Jr. for. Well, so they're going to be very few.
But, like, my deal is maybe you get the Grizzlies involved on that to be like, hey, the Grizzlies gave us 3 firsts. Like, what do you got?
Because, like, for instance, this hypothetical deal we made for Kevin Durant, like, to think Jaren and or Desmond Bane is not going to be included
right.
in a Kevin Durant deal, if that ever were to
but they got
be a
Jeremy
possibility,
Grant.
Is, yeah, that's true. They did get Jeremy Grant.
And Livers.
And Livers. I say Livers.
Yes. Yeah.
More like chopped livers. Mm-hmm. He's a Michigan guy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.